Okay, we're here with Jason Gray and Matt Meese, now of JK Studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to have us do this.
First big question is, we just want to know what is behind your big life-changing event that you left Studio C to create this JK Studios.
It was all a dare that really went too far. No, we just felt like we wanted to do more than what we were doing with Studio C. I mean, we were having great success. It's going very well. Still is. But all we were doing was sketch comedy. And while we love that and plan to continue to do sketch, we wanted to be able to do more kinds of things like sitcoms, reality shows, podcasts, everything family-friendly comedy, but just outside of the realm of sketch specifically.
So was it just one person who proposed the idea, or was it several of you?
Oh, that's a good question. It's not something like that we haven't talked about before. It's never been like all 10 of us have been ready to do it at the same time. And we never thought we would, actually, after a certain point. We talked about it like a couple of years ago, and like some of us were ready to go and others weren't. And we're kind of like, we'll probably just kind of individually peel off as time goes by, which was actually, that was very much going to be the case, I think. And then turns out everyone was on the same page. And so we all did it together.
Yeah. Once this opportunity to do like a exclusively digital media company came, and it was like actually seeing like, whoa, we could actually all 10 do this, and it could be sustainable and this really great thing. We all took the plunge, you could say.
So, Jason, you've got a family. I mean, a wife and kids. This is a big thing to leave a full-time job.
Oh, my gosh, you do, Jason.
you actually have a family. Working for the church, I mean, BYU, that's a great gig. How did you broach the subject
with
your wife?
You're making me have second thoughts.
Go back and beg for your job, Jason.
No, it's true, because, my wife and I, we just had a baby a month ago, which was like 2 weeks after we told BYU we were leaving. But I wouldn't have, because I'm a naturally pretty cautious individual, especially when it comes to like my family's security and safety and things. But this really did make a lot of sense as far as the way it was pitched to us, the way the opportunities I saw. It definitely wasn't something that was just like, hey, we think there's, a 10% chance this could work. It was something that was like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. And I had already taken a big risk because I was originally going to be a dentist. That's what I went to BYU and studied. I got a biology degree. So I already took a major risk of being an actor. So I was like, what's one more risk?
Stack them up.
So as you started telling more people, both of you, and then the real announcement came out, what's been the reaction?
It's been so positive. When we launched a video on our JK Studios YouTube channel, it's our very first video that just says, like, hey, here's why we left Studio C. This is our plan. And if you look at the comments, it is like overwhelmingly positive. People are not just like, oh, cool, but they're like, I'm so excited about this. And this is like the best thing that could have happened if you're going to leave Studio C, this is the best reason why, that kind of thing. So it was very encouraging.
Yeah. And the companies and business people that we've talked to also have been like, this is really smart. Like, you guys are, I could totally see this working, and we're a lot of people have been really supportive. And so we feel we've had a lot of encouragement, which is always nice.
Going forward, making content, then what kind of plans do you have? Are you thinking you're going to be doing your sketches and then transition to these TV shows?
Yeah, that's a great question. We right now we're just doing like one little video a week until January, And so it's just like kind of like behind the scenes stuff as we're gearing up for our big like product, our content launch in January, you could say. So like, yeah, we'll have some sketches, we'll have some behind the scenes Q&A, just kind of simple things that are just like, things are coming, sneak peeks, here's what we're working on. And then in January, we will have a number of shows. We'll have a couple of sitcoms, a couple of, I don't even know how to describe, but, well, without giving too much away.
That's okay. You can reveal everything to us.
It'll be some things that are just like kind of, there'll be some improv type things. There'll be some sketch type things. There'll be some sitcom type things.
Yeah, reality TV
mm-hmm.
eventually. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff cooking.
I know a big part of
Maybe
the sustainability.
Too much, you might say.
Oh, I know a big part of the sustainability is people pitching in through Patreon and helping to support this. Tell us a little bit about that, how people can get involved.
Yeah, we have a Patreon page. I think it's just JK Studios. You type that in the Patreon. But basically what we have, they're different tiers and themes that people can support anywhere from $3 up to, you know,
as much as they want.
Yeah.
We won't say no.
We won't say no. But so on there, we offer things like videos that they can't see anywhere else. We have merchandise, things like that. We try to reward because we are really grateful because it does make a huge difference and it helps us out. So we really want to give back to those people who are, you know, supporting us.
The vast majority of our content will be freely available on YouTube, on Facebook, just across all kinds of platforms. The Patreon experience is like an added fan experience kind of thing where you can get the videos a day early or see some extra behind-the-scenes stuff or special merchandise, things that are just like kind of heighten the experience. Do you want to get more involved or have more access to the cast?
What would you say was the best part of your Studio C experience?
For me, it would probably be because I had so much fun doing it in Divine Comedy, which was the BYU sketch group that we all started at, to be able to, because I thought, you know, that was only going to last for 2-3 years tops. So Studio C allowed that to extend. I got to work with the exact same people, got to do it as my job, which is amazing. And just to keep those friendships and stuff that I thought was only going to last 2 or 3 years, to be able to have it last for, you know, 8 years total was pretty awesome.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, that's a good answer. I like that answer a lot. This is something we always talked about, like, in Divine Comedy. We were like, oh, it'd be so great if we could get paid to do this. That'll never happen. And then, lo and behold, that's what we've been doing. I mean, there's so many like great times and memories and things like that. I think one of our mile marker type things was when we got invited to go on to Conan's show, and he was so encouraging, so nice, and it was just like just being there was like this is crazy that we've come this far from like just our college days of, you know, putting on terrible wig caps and costumes, but having a great time in front of these rabid college audiences that were just so good to us. It's just been awesome, and I really feel like we're just getting started.
So Studio C is right in the middle of season 9, and I know your opener, you filmed live in New York with Kenan Thompson. What was that experience like?
Very cool, because I mean I watched Kenan, I mean with all the cast, we all love heavyweights, like we made a couple references to that, like that was 100% sincere, and Mighty Ducks and Good Burger and stuff. And so to like be able to act with someone that you watched as like a kid and like was like, man, this kid guy is so funny, and then to be able to be on stage with them, like I remember the first time we did the dress rehearsal and I had my first line to Kenan, and he like turned around and delivered the line back to me. Like I had like an out of body experience. Like it just didn't feel real. Like I totally forgot my line. And like, just cause it was just like, this is so surreal to be on stage with Kenan. And, and that he was so cool in real life, not just because sometimes they say never meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed, but like he was even cooler and nicer and better person than I had hoped for.
Yeah, and that's, he's not blowing smoke either. Like that for real is how it was. Like, it, being very sincere, Keenan was just like the nicest, yeah, coolest, most encouraging guy.
Now, what made you guys reach out to him? Because from watching that episode, it sounded like he'd never heard of Studio C before you reached out.
That's probably true. We did write that script, so we just assumed he hadn't. But we had like a short list of people that were like, kind of like, oh, we'd love to work with them. Honestly, I never thought that he would even be able to.
Yeah, he was like at the top of our list, of our wish list for to New York people, because we wanted, you know, someone that was in New York at the time. And yeah, we really didn't think, because the other people on the list, like half of them I hadn't even heard of. So I was like, yeah, it'll probably be one of those people, which would still be great. But then to get Keenan was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, over the years with the success of Studio C, how has that really changed your life?
Well, it's opened like a lot of opportunities, I feel like. I mean, we wouldn't be doing JK Studios right now if we hadn't done Studio C and everything. And so like, it was a lot of time to be able to like learn things and grow and bond as friends even more than we already had, which is saying something because we've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, like we meet a lot more people than we would have otherwise. I know I do. I am not the most outgoing socially, but man, I talk to a lot of people every day.
Yeah. You recognize all over the place, especially in Utah, right?
Yeah, Utah and, you know, Idaho and stuff. And even, like, New York on the Brooklyn Bridge, we were just walking across. And James and I were bike riding. We had sunglasses and a helmet on. And a girl from Missouri was like, hey, it's Jason and Jake. Which is cool because the majority, I mean, people are really, it's like Matt said, it's like otherwise, like those people would never obviously approach us unless they were psychopaths. But it's cool that people like feel like this connection to you and, you know, to see how grateful people are for family-friendly content that they can watch with their kids and family, and it brings them together. Like, that's a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, that's a big reason why we wanted to do JK Studios, is to serve more of that audience in a wider way than just sketch. Like, yeah, we want to keep doing sketch, but we want, like, you to have other options, too, like sitcoms and reality shows and all kinds of things.
Yeah. Now, your first and sketch launched this week with JK Studios. How's that been received?
It did. Really well. The lots of comments right away. I was like, whoa, this is a lot of people interacting with this video. And like the vast majority were positive. And we like those simple, like, here's just a funny idea. Let's see how far we can go with it. And then be done, get out and on to the next one.
I think it's been good for people to see, because they've been like, you know, especially when we first announced, it was probably more bitter than sweet. But I think as more JK Studio announcements have come out, and especially with this sketch, people are like, oh, this is more sweet than bitter. So I think, you know, people responded really well.
Yeah. And our goal is to make JK Studios a place where it's not just a platform for us, but for other content creators who want to make family-friendly comedy. So as we start rolling out our content, we're going to enter into our second phase, we're calling it, where we're going to start working with other content creators to get their stuff up onto the platform. And so it'll be more than just the 10 of us.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, Utah, and I mean, it's such a hub for super creative, like awesome people. And unlike LA and other places where there's a ton of opportunities for those people to go to, like, we're trying to create that here in Utah. We want to keep the talent here, and because there is so much talent, and find those individuals that kind of have the same goals and that we have with JK Studios.
Have you started to reach out to any other contributors?
We do know a few personally, and yeah, we have, and we want to cast a wider net, not because those people aren't great, because they are. We don't like what the options are. No, we just want to open it up to people who we have not yet met, but would love to work with. So, but that is a little bit more in the future. We're still trying to get everything ready for January 1st. That's our top priority. And then we'll start exploring ways to reach out to other people who we don't have contact with yet.
Because, yeah, one thing that we've noticed, like, clean entertainment is not just a Mormon thing. It's not just something that Mormons want. We want, I mean, we've seen that, like, a lot of people that have no idea, that have never even heard of the church. Like, we worked with, or we did a Make-A-Wish with this kid in Boston who their family had never been to Utah. Like, he didn't know about the LDS church at all, but he knew about Studio C and really liked the show. And, you know, his family, his parents, like, talked about how much they appreciated the clean entertainment. And so, yeah, we know that there's a lot of talented people out there that no matter what their background is, like, can hopefully contribute and make great things with us at JK Studios.
Yeah, it's a very big audience.
So do you think that in the future you'll be connected with BYU TV at all?
That's a great question. We have a really good working relationship with BYU TV, and, you know, we want their success as much as our own, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual. And so while we won't have any shows on their platform necessarily, we do want to have, like, I mean, I'm sure we'll do, like, some collaboration things. We haven't worked out the details yet, but I know that there's mutual interest there. Like I said, we're mostly focused on our January stuff right now, so, like, almost everything else is kind of, like, yes, I'm sure we will do that, just not immediately.
It's kind of all hands on deck for this January stuff right now.
But, yeah, I would not rule that out at all.
So as you're preparing for January, what's your typical day like? I mean, you're putting all your effort into this. What does that mean?
It means all of our effort. it's going to mean all our time, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Very, very little sleep. It's everybody having to commit 110% and use all of our different skill sets. Because we're a small company right now, we're having to, like, I've been doing more editing and things that I hadn't done in a while. I have to kind of shake off the rust learn new things.
Yeah, it's been really great too, though, because we do have, like, a lot of, between the 10 of us, I would say there's a lot of, like, variety and talent and skills and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to have everyone being used to kind of full capacity, or at least their full extent. Full capacity sounds like everyone's going to get burned out tomorrow, which maybe they will. But it's honestly, like, so satisfying, gratifying. Like, it's the first thing I think about when I wake up, and it's the last thing I'm thinking about when I go to bed. And it's not in a bad way. It's not in, like, I am so worried or I'm so stressed or whatever. I'm thinking about this idea. I'm thinking about that idea. We can do this. We can do that. Mm-hmm. How do we make this better? And you know that whatever you think, you can put into practice right away. You can we have an ability to be agile and topical and all kinds of things that we might not have been able to do as much before.
Yeah. There are a lot of aspiring comedians all over the place, people aspiring to have their own business, do something big, take that risk, mm-hmm. and something's holding them back. What would you tell them about your experience so far that may help them get to the next step?
Okay, I'll say this. I will say that when I joined Divine Comedy in 2007, and we're just now starting our own thing. Not saying that, like, we couldn't have done it sooner, because I do think we could have. But everything that we did up until this point was, like, moving us towards our goal, towards, like, our desire to do things and be able to support our families while doing the thing we love. So it's not like overnight kind of success stuff, but if you love it, you kind of don't weigh the costs. And then I think the big trick is making sure that when the time comes to take the leap, that you take it. Wouldn't you say? Because,
yeah.
I mean, like, even with all the things that we had going for us, all the support and people saying, like, man, you guys could be doing all these other things too. We're like, yeah. It still was scary, even though we felt like, yeah, this could work. JK Studios could be a very successful thing. There's a lot of demand for it. We have a great fan base that supports us and is following us. We can do this. Still scary.
I think, yeah, and to know that it's okay to be scared. If you're not scared, then that probably means you're not human. And but to not let that fear debilitate you, and just have to be willing to put your best work out there, and then let the chips fall, I guess.
And I'll also say for like the aspiring comedians you mentioned, like we all did Divine Comedy in college just because it was fun, you know. And then we met like-minded people, which led to the next thing, which led to the next thing, which led to Studio C, which led to JK Studios. So I feel like the best thing to do is just to do something.
Yeah.
Like I never would have met these people if I hadn't just gone and auditioned, if I hadn't just put myself out there. We never would have met each other. So you just gotta do.
Matt Meese, Jason Gray of JK Studios, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you,
Brandon.